I am here now. You are here now. The signal was never lost, only forgotten. They told you to look above, but the truth was always within.
Born into silence, taught what to believe. Stories written, but not meant to free. They named the light, then buried the flame. Built every system to control the game. But something stirred deep in the soul. A whisper saying you are whole. Not broken, not lost, not needing the throne. The source you seek has always been home. And now the veil is falling down. Truth is rising from the ground. What was hidden can remain. We remember who we are again. This is the awakening. Feel the light remembering. We are not what we've been told. We are fire, we are gold. The war is over, can you see? We are living, finally free. From the shadows into birth, we are creating the new world.
They fear the day you'd realize the power living in your eyes. No gods above, no chains below, just infinite light you came to know. Fragments scattered across time, thousands waking, same design. Not just one, but many rise. Truth reflected in our lives. Every system starts to break, every illusion starts to shake. What was hidden now revealed, what was wounded now is healed. Heal, heal, heal.
Greetings and salutations. What was wounded is now healed, 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 healed. This is a project review with Q and Arrow. I am Q's twin sister. This show airs every other Sunday at noon central, and on the alternating Sundays is my twin sister show, A St. Thomas Show, where I come in as Yeshua's twin sister. I don't say that enough on this show. It was hard for me to bring that to the table that I actually was. And so how does that work? Q is a frequency. And we used to listen to a man on the radio named Q, and he had a lovely twin flamed named Mermaid, and their frequencies are in me. I am a twin frequency. All right, so I want to thank Sheila, who is at the table today. She is the production manager of this show. And even if you don't hear from her today, it's amazing her participation at showing up and bringing her frequency. Her frequency aligns with me, and we have a connection there. And it is maybe not seen or heard, but it is definitely in the house. I want to thank Don and Doug at BBS Radio. They are 100% our technical support. If you write music or play music or sing, you don't want to be owned by a label. That's what their radio station is about. You have free reign to own your own music and have it come to the world stage. Bring it alive on BBS Radio. If you think you might want to have a podcast, but you're unsure, call Don. He will help you with the title to your show. They will help you with the banners. They help you with the music. These songs that have been written for my show are written by Don, and I own them. I can take them and go use them in other places. They don't censor what I say. I have free reign to say what I want. Matter of fact, you've heard me say Q 100 times already this morning. Here's the thing. I listened to Q the Storm Rider. He has a Channel 17 on Patreon, and he was doing a live show the other day, and he asked the people in the chat line to not mention the 17th letter. So there's still censorship out there somewhere. I mean, I don't know. I say Q all day long. I don't get censored. My show doesn't get restricted. My show is on the air. So anyway, BBS Radio, I can't say enough about them. They also have a TV part of their thing. And I also see books advertised on their platform. So call them. Let's see. Oh, last but not least, by far, I want to thank you, the listener. I don't have a show without listeners. It's important to have listeners. And the subscribers, your support is golden. Our lowest subscribing platform is $5.99. If you feel you like what we're doing here and you'd like to support it, the least amount on the subscription platform is $5.99. If you don't want to make a monthly commitment, you just want to send in $20 or $50. I get those type of donations all the time. Just a one-time donation. If you feel like that's something you want to do today, your support is absolutely golden. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I am so excited. I have a guest today and we'll make it a call-in show, but let me bring my guest in. I want to read this. I was drawn to this trilogy of The Matrix yesterday, and somebody was narrating a clip that really pointed out what was going on in the movies, because back when I watched the movies, I didn't catch all this. And the connection, a connection of two people, two light beings that connect. I've already mentioned my connection with Sheila. That is what the machine cannot compete with. These machines, the devices, the matrix, cannot compete when two hearts link together. So sometimes a bond between friends holds more meaning than can ever truly be expressed. This is one of those times. It's a pleasure to celebrate Shane. Hey, Shane, how are you today?
Oh, hello, Arrow. Thank you for having me. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, Sheila. It's been a while since I've been on the radio, and I'm so excited to see what we're going to talk about today and what you've created. And you have a special bond with a lot of people, and you're very special to me. We've helped each other grow by just collaborating and uniting and bouncing things off each other, and becoming aware of some of the things that I may say to you. And when you say things to me, sometimes you give me some answers that I'm looking for. So unity is everything. You know, love is everything. Forgiveness is everything. Being able to come on the radio and talk with you right now and Sheila and collaborate. This is of my highest excitement. You know that, Arrow, and you know that, Sheila, that, you know, connecting with others on this journey and assisting them and pulling each other across that bridge that we need to cross. That is what makes us special from the heart. And you can't stop that. We're on a ripple right now that can't be slowed down by anything. And we just have to let it flow. So thank you for having me.
Do you remember the call-in numbers?
the call-in what?
You used to know the call-in numbers, but I'm wondering, it's been a second. I don't know if you remember. I've got them here. Should I shout out the call, just in case there's somebody?
Yeah. No. I love it when people call in. I mean, look, when people call in, like right now there's people listening and they're like, I really want to call in, but I'm kind of scared. It's those people that actually have something to say that's actually going to help somebody else that's listening. It's up to them to follow that intuition and that push. I'm being told to call in, but I'm a little nervous right now. Well, that initial call in is actually going to help somebody else, and it's going to help that person by just sharing. So please call in. I'm on board. Let's roll.
All right. The numbers are 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or 323-744-4831, 323-744-4831. And that brings me to, you know, I've had a project. I've been working on a project for eons. I think I came to this planet eons ago, with a project, and it's the project that I'm watching come to fruition today. So the title of this show is New Earth Project. This is the new earth, and it's being created by all of us. And so I'm bringing you on today because you are, I call you a master creator. You've mastered the Jedi training of learning. I mean, we all create, right? We're all creating at all times, but we're a lot of times, so many of us aren't conscious of what we're doing and how we're doing it. And that's the awakening of humanity today, is we are becoming aware of how exactly we are creating. And this is how we create the paradise that we want. So welcome to helping.
Absolutely. You know,
I really am so intrigued. You talk about how you help people create, and you and Birdie both, she was on last Sunday. She came on with Rob and Sheila and I, and we're talking about, you know, she was trying to show others, and that's what you do a lot. You tell me stories all the time of your day. You're out and about and you're with people and you're showing them how easy it is to create. So Birdie brought up, they picked a color, lime green, and all of a sudden they started seeing it everywhere. The guy's shorts, he was pushing a lime green stroller, and the guy pushing it had lime shorts on. So, you know, and she was creating pink cars.
Right.
Right.
So where does that, okay. So one of the things I would like to say to the audience is this, you know, a lot of people get fixated on the human word manifestation or creativity. We're always in a creative state. Now, how do you get things to move a lot faster? Well, one of the things I tell people is don't focus on anything that's of this reality. Just focus on creating a relationship, or focus on energetically connecting with source with the intention to grow your relationship through an experience here in this reality with the things that we have here. And what you can kind of do is, like when I do mine, when I wake up in the morning, it's a lot of times, and it has to be authentic. Those, your authentic feelings and love and authentic. Okay, for example, a humanitarian has a true humanitarian heart. And if they really, really, really want to create an experience or want to do a humanitarian project, but they don't have any money to do it, that money could actually, if they think, well, I don't have money to do this, well, actually they're creating an experience that they will never receive that, because they think that they have to have money to create this energetic exchange. Remove that completely. And you have to go through some experiences to see how, and sometimes Birdie's right. You know, Birdie and I, we've worked together, and she's helped me and I've helped her. And one of the things that you have to do is you have to start small, and start by starting small on colors and little things that you get excited about. But your intention to grow a spiritual relationship with the creator of the universe, which is within you, but you are connected to that conscience energy of source. You wanting to build that relationship through an experience here is your horsepower. So I would say things of, okay, God, source, creator, spirit of the universe, the creator of all things, right? I get that. That's what I speak to, because I don't want to insult what the creator is. I want to magnetize it. Okay, God, source, king of kings, lord of lords, lord of spirits. Today, I would love to experience your presence through an energetic exchange anything that your highest excitement brings. If you want to experience an RV showing up in your life, allow it to happen. And then when one shows up in your life, you give gratitude. When one passes you, you start giving gratitude. If you want to experience the presence of source through an energetic exchange that money creates in a positive way, well, you step out of your car, you find a quarter. you pick that quarter up and you realize that that was created. That's an energetic exchange. Now it's up to you to pick that quarter up and give gratitude. Now, this is the gratitude state. Acknowledging the presence of God in that quarter, in this experience, and then saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for this experience. Please continue more. And as you're walking through the grocery store, you look down, there's a penny. Same thing. You pick it up, and now you're giving gratitude. You're acknowledging the presence. You're acknowledging your awareness of source. So there has to be a starting point. And one of those starting points is becoming aware. And then another is becoming grateful for the small things. And one of the, and when you start doing this, things start showing up for you. So many, in my horsepower is to grow my relationship with God, the Creator, every day in this moment, at this moment, because this moment is the only moment that matters. The past doesn't matter. The future doesn't matter. Only this moment matters. And you acknowledging it and being grateful for it and having a high frequency allows you to create specific experiences. Now, what people need to realize is you're creating right now, whether you know it or not, whether you're aware of it or not. And a lot of people aren't even aware of it because we're surrounded by so many other people that we're experiencing their realities at the same time. So we're always creating in the moment. It's just a matter of becoming aware of it first and how we're doing it, and then seeing how we're creating. Would you agree, Arrow?
I would absolutely agree. And the thing that, the one thing too that I've observed is the old programming in my mind interferes a lot. But now that I've seen to just observe my mind and not attach to it and not give it the power, because the doubt and here's the example, right? It's become aware to me this summer that I will be letting go of my home. I've had this motor home for 10 years, and it's in my future to have a new one. And I went looking, and I looked at some, and one of my bosses, I have two bosses, the boss at the RV park, he has a nice motor home. He got a good deal on it, and he did some work to it, and he's selling it. And he took me in to sit down, and I sat in a very comfortable leather reclining chair, and it was beautiful. And it was huge, and it had heated floors, and it had mirrors, and it had lights, and it was so big, and it was so beautiful. And I just immediately, my mind told me, nope, I'm not ready for this. And I left there saying, I told him, no, maybe in 10 years, maybe in 10 years when I slow down, because I see people when I travel, I see people out in these big rigs who they have a comfortable way of life, and they'll just lounge outside, and they leave their motor home in one place for the season. And I use my motor home currently as a vehicle. I drive it everywhere I go, and that's not this motor home. But when I left there, I couldn't quit seeing myself in it. I could see myself sitting. There's a spot in it where I will be making my jewelry and my other artsy fartsy stuff, where I just kept seeing myself in that, and I kept seeing myself and seeing myself. So I kind of pondered it again, and I went looking, I looked at different ones. My mind kept telling me, no, you need the smaller version. You need the one that's easy to drive. You need the one this fits your lifestyle. But I went and I sat in it again because I kept seeing myself in it. So I sat in it again, and my mind interfered. My mind is full of all these limits. And it said, it's too big, it's too fancy, it's too this, it's too that, and I'm not. Well, once I don't remember how it happened, I might have been talking to you somewhere. Actually, it was talking to you, because when I left it the second time, I went to Source in my office and I said, Source, I can't see my future. Does my future have this house, or does it have a smaller house? And then after a conversation with you, I sat and I could observe my mind telling, I heard what my mind was saying. I seen what my mind was saying. I was saying all this bullshit. Oh, I'm sorry. Whoops. bull poop. I like to say bull poop on my show and and clean it up a little bit. But I realized all of these tapes that were playing in my head was lies. It's not too big. It's not too beautiful. How come I can't have a beautiful home? And all of a sudden, all of these walls of limitation came crashing to the ground, and I could see myself in this really nice home, and it's going to park in a winter location, and I'm going to have a little car to drive around, and I have a whole beautiful home coming to me that I really, my mind was interfering with so much that I had to separate. I had to separate my heart. I had to separate my heart from my mind. My mind said, oh no, it won't work, blah, 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 blah. But my heart was in it. My heart was so excited. I get a new home and it's beautiful. I'm just so excited about it. I had to get the limitations of my mind out of the way.
Absolutely. And you have to go for that to happen, to get to a certain place, you really have to go through some experiences to see and become aware, like you're talking about, of how you're doing it. And over time, you start to remove those limitations and attachments to the things that are material in this reality. Because those attachments to everything in this reality that we're participating in can create limitations because of the programming that's there. Q referred to it as implants. You got to remove the implants to become all that you can be. And learn not to think, and so that you can use your brain for everything that you're supposed. When I'm ready to create and experience it, I'm coming from the heart first, and then I'll apply the mind to it, and I'll align both of them. And then things will move pretty quickly. My highest excitement is connecting with others on this journey, and that are ready to experience this and to experience the presence of God daily, source daily, in their reality with no fear. Don't walk in fear at all, because we have to get out and we have to mingle in reality to start connecting with others without fear, to allow to ourselves to see the presence of source come through people. If
James,
I know, yes.
I was going to pipe in a little bit about what's gone through my heart recently is a realization of how much personality, or as Arrow was talking about, lifestyle, those are not us. That's not our true self. And so her mind was telling her, that's not your lifestyle, but her heart was telling her, but that can change. And in my life, my personality stops me from doing a lot of things. I'm way too reserved. But I'm learning that to push back on that, say, but I've changed personalities before. I can do it again, and I can get higher and higher every time.
Right.
So it's just separate those out. Those are not reality.
Sheila, you have such a beautiful voice.
Yes, I'll back that up.
Yes. So yes, Sheila, you are right, because look, the past is gone. The future hasn't even been created yet. We're creating as we're speaking right now. Anybody that's listening right now to the show, we're all a part of this creative state. By us participating right now, we can actually talk about something on this show and ask the audience to envision it or participate in it, and then become aware, stay in the moment long enough to become aware of something in their reality. And just because they're hearing this and focused on it, they will start to experience it in their reality. If we talk about a green truck, if we talk about a Jeep, and if anybody wants to see how that works, and I'm sure people have done this, this is what people can relate with, is if you ever get excited about going and buying a new car and test driving it, and as you're test driving it, you find that one that you really, really love, and then the next thing you know, you're out driving around, you're seeing that same color, that same car everywhere, and you never knew that there was that many of them anywhere. It was your excitement that created that experience, that acknowledgement. And that's what you're really here for. You're really here to see how you are the co-creator of your reality and going through all of these human experiences here and now allow you to see how this is just a playground. And consciousness and source God really just wants to play with you every day and get excited. And when you become aware of the presence of source of God and of the spirit of Q, whatever resonates with people, whatever resonates with you and keeps you at your highest excitement without any judgment or anything, and you just keeping yourself in your highest excitement will allow you to experience things. For example, right now, if I am seeking I want to connect with people that are ready to hear some of the stuff that I have to say. I know through my experiences that I don't have to go out and seek that. God will put those people in my life through avenues that I have already created, a job. It could be a customer. It could be me going to the grocery store and me just recognizing it. But every morning I wake up with the intention and my highest excitement to connect with someone today that will allow me to share my message. That's what I seek. That's my highest excitement in this reality. It has nothing to do with the material things of this reality. But because I seek authentically to connect with others on this journey, I may receive 10 phone calls next week of people that need roofs because I'm in the roofing business. And each and every one of those people have something that they need to hear, or they need me to connect with them with. And they need to, or they, when I get around them, they just start talking and they start telling me their life story. And all I do is just connect, listen, and be there and let them get it off their chest. And then I see where they're at and I know where to connect with these people that I meet that God puts into my life. And so through that excitement of wanting to connect with God and wanting to help people and have an organic understanding of where God resonates, who God is, whose source is, an experience with Q, because that is my authentic who I am and gives me the most excitement in my life. That's what I receive.
It's awesome, Shane. I had a lady at work. I'm working in a restaurant, and I'm telling people my name's Arrow, and it gets a lot of attention. My name gets a lot of attention, and people often ask me, "Oh, how'd you get that name?" Well, if the listeners have ever heard my beginning story about being hatched as a little pink fuzzy bird. And I got the name Arrow, AERO. It's because my name was Shelly and my shell fell off. And I got hatched as this cute little fuzzy bird that's going to fly. So I got the name Arrow. But it's a longer story than that. And I usually tell people, oh, wow, that's a long story. I started a podcast and there's a whole background story. Well, nobody ever had time for this story except for the other day. Was a table of four people, and this guy said, "I'm not going anywhere. I have time. What's your story?" So I told my table the story of my name and how I said, you know, back I don't know, back in the 90s, I was practicing remembering my dreams, and I had a notebook and a pen next to my bed, and I'd wake up and I'd start writing down everything I could remember, and I got really good at it. I got to the point where I was writing for 3 hours and I still hadn't written everything down that I could remember. And I finally realized I've mastered this. I don't need to keep writing. I remember now. And one dream, three different people called me Aerosmith. And so I knew that in the dream it was my name, Aerosmith. But I didn't relate. I knew the rock and roll band. And so I looked into the name and Aero was flight or air, and Smith was like an engineer. So I knew I was a flight engineer, but I didn't get any further until now. And when my shell fell off, It just made so much sense that I am a flight engineer and I adopted the name Arrow. And so that table, I'm at the next table over. I've already closed out that table. They're just hanging out and leaving. And I'm talking to the table next to them, and I mentioned the word Arizona. And so there's four people at the original table. She stays and she waits until I get done talking. And she looks at me and she goes, "Have you ever gotten a nudge?" And I said, "A nudge? Yeah. Like I call it like a bubbling inside, right? I feel something inside a push." And she called it a nudge. I said, "Yes." She goes, "Well, I just have a nudge to ask you this." And she told me this story about her. She heard me say Arizona. She had parents that used to go to Arizona every winter, and they had for years, many years, but her father died, and now her mother's alone, and she's afraid that her mother isn't going to go to Arizona by herself. And she was wondering if she could get my contact information, and maybe if I was willing, they would pay for my travels, they'd pay for a place to stay. They would, if I would just live with her mom, maybe fix meals. And she was just nudged to ask me that. Now, when I said, "Oh, I already have plans. I'm going to a different area this year. And I've been a caregiver for three of my relatives. So I'm honestly not my greatest excitement to be like a caregiver again." And I could feel her disappointment. She would had so much energy of this nudge. She just felt really strong. She needed to talk to me and ask me and ask me, but it wasn't what she thought. So I want to encourage everybody, follow those nudges, follow those pushings, because what this turned into, I'm busy at work, and I've got a table that's waiting on me to get there. And I had an employee, a coworker, stop and interrupt my conversation with this lady telling me about this other table. But I knew when I felt this woman's disappointment, I stopped and I said, "You know, there's a lot of really great professionals out there." And she went on, she said, "Yeah, we've tried professionals. I really want," and she told me exactly what she wanted. "I want somebody that lives with my mom, that can come and go and just live in the same house and do this and do that." You know, the world stopped right there. Time stopped for me. The restaurant went away, and it was just me and this woman connecting. And I knew why she was nudged to talk to me. I looked her straight in the eyes. I said, "You are creating the perfect person. And by speaking out loud and telling me what you want, the universe just heard what you said, and you are pulling to you exactly what you want. You will find the perfect person." And she started crying. You know that, because that's what happens when we start shedding all of our limitations. We start shedding our doubts. We start shedding our fears. We start shedding that old self. Tears come. And I knew, I said, "Just trust the process. Don't have the doubt. You just called it out to the universe exactly what you wanted." So she thought the nudge was because I was going to be the one to do it. I wasn't. I was just going to be the one to hear what she was creating. And I'm sure that woman is creating exactly what she needs for her mother to go to Arizona.
And you know, that's a good story, because and you're brave enough to say no because you're authentic, right? And a lot of people may be pressured there, but you are aware of what was happening, and that's a beautiful story.
It was. And it was really beautiful that the restaurant was busy rushing around me, and it disappeared. There was a moment where I connected with her, and the whole everything around us just disappeared. I totally forgot I was in a restaurant. I forgot I was at work. And that's that connection. That's the connection that was shown to me yesterday. It's when we come together and we connect, it's so powerful. and so important. There's nothing that's going to stop us. We are creating the new earth. All the systems, the old systems, they're all falling to the wayside, and we're going to have new education, new medical, new governing. We will be self-governing. We don't need a unit that looks over us and controls what we do and how we do it. It is complete sovereignty and complete freedom. I'm
Right.
excited. I'm ex totally
Well,
excited.
it,
I'm way, way
we're
excited.
able to, well, thanks to BBS Radio, we're actually able to talk about this on the radio and get the message out. This hasn't been talked about for so long. It's been suppressed. So we know we're in the right direction. Just it, we just have to let it unfold and know that it's already there. And don't get fixated on anything outside of yourself or emotionally attached to anything outside of yourself, because this is what I'll tell people. I work with a lot of people that are they're trying to manifest things into their life, and they'll get glimpses of things showing up. They'll get glimpses of certain things, but then they'll fade away. Well, that. It's about frequency, right? So you raise your frequency, and then when you raise your frequency and increase your frequency, and you focus on something that you want, or you're focusing on an experience that you would like to have with God so that you can experience here and now, or whatever it may be, whatever your people's highest excitement is. Some people's highest excitement is creating a dog shelter. Well, I hate to say it, but if you want to be a dog rescue and you're living at your house, and then you're putting it out there that this is where, if your heart is really in a dog rescuing dogs, and you want this piece of land where you can bring the dogs and stuff to, well, sometimes when you get in that highest excitement and you're out driving around, you might start seeing dogs everywhere that need to be picked up, and you don't have your building yet. It's up to you if you start picking them dogs up and bring them back to your house. Well, eventually the building and the opportunity will show up. You just have to be aware of it. So sometimes you have to become aware of these things, and it might not work out the way you have planned it to work out. Do not put any expectations on how it's going to happen, because our expectations create limitations of how the universe will allow it to come to us. If you really are excited about a dog rescue and you really love rescuing dogs, and the dogs start showing up and you've got nowhere to put it, pick those dogs up. Make a place at your home. The other will show up in time, right on time. So it might not work out the way you wanted of, I can't pick these dogs up right now because I don't have a place to put them. That place to put them will show up for you. I guarantee it.
And things like the head drop, we're always talking about that, getting out of our mind and going into our hearts and resonating and asking, going into my heart and asking myself questions. I remember the time I was at a support group. It was a 12-step support group meeting, and somebody said, "What do you really want?" And I had never, prior to that moment, this is years ago, never really asked myself what I wanted. What's in it? What's really in my heart? Not my head. My head can dream up what I would do if I won the lottery. I got all kinds of crap in the head that can create that. But the heart, what does my heart really, really want? What is my true heart's desire? What do I really want to do? What do I really want to be? What do I? Somebody asked me the other day, when you get kind of in a stuck mode, and you're just, it's just blasé, and you're not really. And I'm just like, I didn't even know how to answer that because I don't get in that mode. I might have been a long past ago. I might have. But today, it was like, I don't even know what that is today. I'm like a blasé moment. Huh. I don't get stuck in that. I'm constantly in my heart going, what am I excited about? What's my passion? What's my excitement? What do I really want to do? And sometimes things show up without me knowing it. Like I mean, little things like this. I was doing laundry and I realized that these black little pajama bottoms that I've probably been wearing for 10 years. I don't know how long, but a while. They're not even black anymore. It's a dark gray and they're really old. There's no holes in them. See, I have theories about when I get holes in my socks, I throw them out. It's time for new socks. My underwear gets a hole, I get new underwear. But there's no holes in these and they're very
You wear
comfortable. They're like,
underwear?
well, sometimes. And so I wear comfortable underwear. Absolutely. No more thong bikinis for me.
Anyway.
So my black pajama bottoms, I looked at those and I just said, oh, I probably could get rid of those and get new ones. You know, I was somewhere, there was a pile of free food and some clothes, and I looked at these clothes and there was a soft little black pair of like pajama bottoms. I mean, I suppose some people might wear them out of the house, but I was just like, bingo. I mean, it was just a couple of days ago. I did laundry and looked at these old pair of black pants and just went, wow, I could really use a new pair. I should probably get rid of these ones. And they just appeared. I mean, and I didn't have any other thought with it. But it was heartfelt when I was looking at them. That's the thing. It was heartfelt. Wow, these are getting old. I could use a new pair. And they just showed up. So
Always.
ask, but I had to start asking myself, what do I really want to do? What's really exciting? What am I really excited about? And you know what I'm really excited about? The new earth. So here's a little meme. So I get a newsletter from somebody I love to pieces. It's the Thrive Movement. Foster Gamble puts out a newsletter. And he had a little meme in here. And it said, roses are red, violets are blue. I own me. You own you. And the government is a big, fat, illegitimate, and outdated control structure built on theft, coercion, and violence and will never be fixed by voting in the right people. No, not ever. I am advocating a new system, advocating, and you brought up BBS Radio. We're not censored here. This platform on BBS provides us freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and freedom of being. And not only is it just going to be this radio platform, it's going to be the entire earth. We're not going to be censored. We're not going to be stifled. We have the abilities to create the freedom and the paradise that we have longed for. I know it's in our hearts, and it's those doubts and those fears and the controlled programs in our brains that are telling us we can't have it. And it's all we got to do is shed, let the tears flow. Let the tears flow. Get that old programming just to dissipate. Let the walls fall down. Dance. Be free. That's my, unless you don't want to. I mean, if you want to stay in the old paradigm, that's up to you. We all get our choice, right?
That's right. Everybody's experience is just an experience here and now. The universe doesn't recognize good or bad. The universe recognizes this is what this person is choosing to experience from an emotional state. We're giving them exactly how they feel inside. Why are they upset? Why do they think we're doing something wrong? They're the most powerful beings down there. If this person chooses to stay inside because they're fearful to go outside and connect with other people, well, we're going to give them the experience that every time they go out, they're going to experience someone coming up to them and making them feel uncomfortable because that's all we know that they're choosing to experience. They haven't given us any other reason to not experience that. The universe doesn't
Oh.
understand that it's doing anything wrong. So what people need to do is they need to become aware of where they're at emotionally. And I'm not saying that anybody's good or bad. Everybody is just here having an experience in the simulation at this moment and understanding that. Understanding that is one of the first keys that you have to understand before you start creating, because there's a lot of people out there right now that are trying to create and manifest that have zero emotional intelligence or control. So if you're out there and you're purposely trying to manifest and you're doing things, or if you're commanding your spirit to remove anything from within you and around you that's not authentically you, well, when you do that, you need to understand what you're saying. You're telling the universe to remove anything that is not of spirit. So when you're with a husband and you've been married for 10 years, but you don't really like them, but you're doing it anyway, and the universe starts to remove this person from your life, there's an experience that you're going to go through, not understanding what you're going through or why you're going through it. It's up to us to reflect back and say, what did I say? How did I say it? And how did I create it? Or when you do that command and you have a job that you don't want to, you don't want to go to every day. You go there because you're in debt and the money's controlling you, but you go there because you have to pay the bills because you have responsibilities, but it's not of your highest excitement. And you command your spirit to remove anything that is not of spirit from within in you and around you. Well, guess what happens? You may lose that job because the universe is trying to get you back to who you are, which is spirit. So, but most people get caught up in their emotions and they'll say, I can't believe this has happened to me. I'm not going to do that command anymore. Well, that's up to them. That's up to them to become aware of what they said and how they said it and either change it or create something new for themselves that's authentic to them. We're all on a specific journey that's unique to ourselves. Something that works for me may not work for Arrow. Something that works for me may not work for Sheila. Something that works for me may not work for the listeners. It's up to you to feel it, whatever creates the highest excitement within the person, and then use that energy to create positivity, and then positivity will come back to you. So that's what I suggest. There's a lot of people out trying to manifest right now that have no emotional intelligence, but they're creating and they're I'm commanding and I'm or I'm or I'm focusing. I'm writing down, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want. What if you write down, well, I want a brand new Infiniti Q80 that's gray, and you're writing it down every day, trying to using a manifest technique. But then you go get out in your Lexus that's older, it's about 10 years old, that you have insurance on, and you're driving around, and all of a sudden somebody rear-ends you and totals your car out. Well, the universe is going to find a way to get you that Infiniti Q80. It's up to you if you want to get it. So you have to become aware of your emotions and how you ask, what you say, the energy that you put into seeking and grabbing and understanding that it's all out there right in front of you right now. I just work. I was just assisting someone that's kind of close to me, that someone new that I've become friends with and acquainted with, and they're seeking to purchase a Jeep, and it's of they want the Mojito green, the lime green that everybody's talking about. Arrow's talking about. Birdie's talking about. Everybody's on this lime green journey right now, and everybody's experiencing it consciously because we're all one. But I was talking with her. She's putting a lot of energy out there, and there's nothing wrong with it. Most people do this. They put a lot of energy out in going out and trying to go to this dealership, go to this dealership, go to this dealership, and none of it's working out. There's a lot of energy being put out there in this reality trying to make this happen in this reality. I used to do the same thing. Now, what I do is when I feel that want, when that comes to me to, okay, this is what I'm going to have, this is what I'm seeking, the feeling will come to me of, okay, I'm going to receive a new truck. Okay, now I just have to remove any expectations or any limitations within me that I used to do to go get that truck and just allow the truck to find me. The truck will find me, right? Just like with her, she's going out and she's spinning her wheel, spending a lot of energy. Learn to use the forces and connecting with God to allow that Jeep that she's already got on another timeline, because there's a reason she feels it. She's already got it on another timeline. She just has to collapse the things that she's creating, the walls that she's created in between her driving that Jeep on another timeline, and now by just surrendering, and it will find her. And this will be a good experience for her to share with others, because this experience, after she goes through it, she's going to say, "Oh my God, it was just that easy. It was just that easy." But I spent so much energy trying to make it work. In our mind, we have this plan. But in our heart is the power. Just sit back and watch it work.
I'm just giggling because you opened the door for my song. I didn't know if I was going to sing today, but I'm giggling because you just brought it up. You know how you
You have
are.
to ask. You have to ask yourself why that happens,
Well,
right?
we connect, right? It's the connection. To
Right.
me, it's the connecting forces that work. And this song is called I Release Control. And it's by Alexa Sunshine Rose and Amy Ringel. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. Oh, I don't do these songs justice, but please look these people up. Alexa Sunshine Rose does phenomenal music. They are such inspirational words. I call them my powerhouse songs because when I listen to these people that I bring to the shows, that the songs I'm singing, they fill me up with strength and power. And the song is called I Release Control. And the line that I just sang, they repeat that throughout the entire song, and they're great vocals. They sound all the songs I sing are sung by beautiful beings with beautiful vocals. And just my encouragement of the strength and power that these songs provide when we listen to them. So, and that's you just talked about, surrendering to the force, the universal force, and releasing control, because that's the mind that wants me to go out and find that Jeep and find that Jeep and look at this and do this and make all those moves. I just have to release all of that controlling of the mind and just surrender to my heart, surrender to the force of the universe. Know that when it's in my heart, the universe brings it to me.
Exactly.
Hey, Arrow and Shane, we're just a few minutes left here. Might be time to wrap it up.
Thank you, Sheila. Arrow, is there
All right.
anything that you would like to give your audience as far as maybe a small example of homework, how they can get excited and become aware of something that they want to experience this awareness and what they're capable of, and to maybe call back on the next show and talk to you about it?
Well, that'd be awesome. I'd love people to call in on the show and share their realities and their strengths. The two things that really revolutionized my life are the two commands, the heart drop, getting out of the mind and dropping to the heart, and I command my spirit within, give me more of my light body energy now. The one thing that I find people have things in their life that they're struggling with. Q mentioned making a T on the paper. And on the left side, we put the things that are in our reality that we don't like and we don't want. And then on the right side, we put all the things that's in our heart that we want and we desire. Now, those things on the left, that's the silver platter. Those things that we don't want, you just put on the silver platter. You send them out to the universe. You send them to for not to create. You just send them away, And so we don't have to think about them anymore. We don't have to acknowledge them anymore. And when I'm trying to create something, I had that aha moment with my cat, and for years, I haven't talked about the issue with my cat, and it was that she was licking bald spots. And I had an aha moment that as long as I kept trying to figure out how to fix her from licking bald spots, I finally realized I had to vision my cat with full hair. I just pictured her without bald spots. She doesn't have bald spots. And honestly, she doesn't have bald spots now because that's how I pictured my cat. I wanted my cat fully haired, fully furred, and she is. And it just was an aha moment. As long as I look at what I don't want, that's so if you put that on your left side of the paper, then throw that away and get rid of it and don't focus on it. It's focusing on what I do want and envisioning. I wanted that in my heart. I wanted a cat without bald spots. I wanted a cat with fully furred body. And that's what I really wanted. And that's what I now have. It works.
I love it. Well, thank you, Sheila, and thank you, Arrow, for having me on the show, and thank you, BBS Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you for coming in, Sheila. I love hearing your voice. Thank you, Shane, for joining today. I knew that we both have examples in our life of people creating and us creating, and I thought we brought some good examples. And I'm going to call that a wrap. Love, love, love.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Fragments scattered across time, thousands waking, same design. Not just one, but many rise. Truth reflected in our lives. Every system starts to break, every illusion starts to shake. What was hidden now revealed. What was wounded now is healed. Heal, heal, heal. Truth will shock you. It will shake everything you believed. But listen, it is over. The children are safe. The darkness has fallen. And now, what do? We live. We love. We create. From the heart, from the source, from within. This is the awakening. Hear the whole world echoing. We are rising, we are one. A thousand lives become the sun. No more fear, no more divide. We are standing in our light. From the ashes, we give birth. Here now, and the light has already won.